Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Holdsworth. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Holdsworth. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Heise. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Felsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Ryerson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gary Ryerson. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro juggles the ball. That's an error on Ferraro. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Auerbach steals second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Auerbach scores. LaHood moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaHood tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley throws the ball into Brinkman who tags Heise trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Scott scores. May scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryerson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Holdsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holdsworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holdsworth moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holdsworth scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Horton reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Frien moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHood. Brown reaches second base with a double. Frien scores. Horton scores. It's Tigers, 4, Brewers, 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Holdsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holdsworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holdsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Felsk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Auerbach steals second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaHood strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline throws the ball into Brinkman who tags Scott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Auerbach scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5. And the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horton for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Felsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Kummer pinch hits for John Hiller. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryerson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Felsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ryerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryerson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Brewers, 5. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Brown moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Brown scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Gates Brown pinch hits for Chris Zachary. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach misplays the ball. That's an error on Auerbach. Stanley scores. Brinkman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-4 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for John Briggs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald pinch hits for John Felsk. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.